Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ois mem aleph, v'zeh b'chinas ha'nianuim sheminanim im dalet minim l'chol havov k'tzovois. This is also the explanation of the reason behind why we shake the dalet minim in all six directions. Four and up and down. L'galoi sulhoidia elikusai b'chol dalet ruchai soilam, to show Hashem's authority and rulership in all four directions and up and down, as we say after we finish the whole process, that we're doing this to inform all nations of the world that Hashem is in charge. Rav Nosson Zal says, how do we inform the world of this? This is all based on the completion of the Torah that takes place during Sukkot. Simchas Torah, we spoke about the fact that we finished the Torah at that time. That's how you inform the world about Hashem. Hainu, this means, alidei ribui hasforim hagdoshim shel hatzadiki emes shemechatshin batorah b'chol dor, through the many sforim that the tzaddikim amitim of each and every single generation produce and add to the Torah, the koisven sforim kedoshim harbe, and they write many holy sforim, shalidezeh nishlam ha-Torah. That's what completes the Torah. And it's the completed Torah, that's what's able to inform the world about Hashem. So that's why Bedavkan Sukkos, when this comes to a peak, that's when we do these Nianuim, where we say we're ready to show the whole world that Hashem is in charge. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas ha-Nianuim, shem b'chinas tnuas ha-kulmus bo'avir. The concept of us shaking the lulav in all six directions corresponds to the shaking of the pen when a person writes, the motion that the pen makes moving around the air when you write different letters. Which purifies the air and elevates it to the avir of Eretz Yisrael, which is machkim, kimavur b'hat Torah hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, where he speaks about the yedei haksiva and yedei hasmicha. We spoke about this in the previous year, that one of the issues Rabbeinu Zal addresses in this chapter is the effectiveness of our writing, that when there's the right emunas chachomim and all of these things are kitikunam, then the writings of Klal Yisrael are able to have the effectiveness they're supposed to. Here Rav Nosson Zal is touching on this nekuda, that the pen moving through the air represents this concept of being mekadesh and metaher, the avir, bikdusha seretz Yisrael. Ki halulav bibchinas kulmus hakoisev divrei Torah. The lulav is symbolic of a pen writing divrei Torah. Bechinas kosvom aluach libecha, because there's a pasuk that says, write the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. And we said that the word lulav is loy lev. The word lulav is miloshen lev. So the lulav represents the union of ksiva, v'hagimel minim she'etzla lulav, and the three additional items with the lulav, the esra gadasim arovois, heim bechinas tlas etzbon da'achsen b'kulmaso hamuva b'tikunei zoyar. They represent the three fingers which a person uses to hold a pen, the three fingers around the pen that are used to hold a pen in writing, which is brought in Tikkunei Zohar. The Tikkunei Zohar talks about the soidos, everything, all parts of the body, and the act of writing. People think it's kacha. We'll mention something in a minute. Watch this. It's coming. Shaideze nivka yamadoi raisa. That's how we split the sea of the Torah. Kemo shekosu b'Tikkunei Zohar uberaya mehemna, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, and also in the section in the Zohar HaKodesh that's called Raya Mehemna, the trustworthy shepherd, which was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the guest stars in the Zohar HaKodesh. And whenever he speaks, that section in the Zohar HaKodesh is called Raya Mehemna. So it says over there, Ubegin kach, and because of this, Bekone diloch, with your pen, the ihu kulmesa, which is a pen, Bekona deloch, I think, means with your reed. Kone is a reed. De'iu kolmaso, which is like a pen, Boza Yama Doiraisa. You split the Yama Talmud. The Zohar Kodesh says over there that just like when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the greatest revelations of Hashem was at Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Because the Gemara says, Roaso Shivcho Alayam, Ashalero Yechesko Ben Buzi. The Tikkuni Zohar says that before the coming of Moshiach, the Hizgalus, the revelation of Hashem, is going to be also. And how is the Red Sea split? With the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told him, take your stick and split the sea. The Tikkuni Zohar says, that's the symbol of the tzaddikim who are going to produce new sforim before the coming of Moshiach. All the sforim that are going to be written, with their pen, they're going to split the Yam HaTalmud, the sea of knowledge. You know, they're going to split it wide open. In other words, they're going to bring forth also a new light, the revelation of Hashem into the world, with their stick and splitting their sea. Rav Nilson Zal says, now you could understand why in shul, on Sukkos, we take the Sefer Torah out when we're going around the bima with the Dalet Minim. Ki ha-Dalet Minim biyodayim shemenanim bohem, because the lulav and the esrog and those things, when we shake them in all the different directions, heim bechinas ksivas sforim kidoshim, that represents the writing of the sforim of the Torah Shebal Peh, Shehem Shleimus HaTorah, which is Mashlim the Torah. Otherwise you say, what kind of baloney? Well, what are we mixing cholent, you know, apples and oranges? What does the Sefer Torah have to do with the Lulav and Hadas Manarovos? The answer is, Rav Nilson Zal showed us how the Dalet Minim represent the union of the Ksiva, the Emunas Chachomim, the Mitzvah of Emunas Chachomim, the writing of the Sforim that are being added to the Torah to be Mashlim the Torah, as we learned yesterday in all the details. So now he's showing us, now you understand why the Sefer Torah is taken out together with them. Now, Rav Nilson Zal is going to explain a Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah related to this. Vezehu bechinas borishoino hoyahalulov nito bemikdosh shiva uvemedina yoimechod. The Mishnah says that it used to be when the Yidden had a Beis HaMikdosh, in the Beis HaMikdosh they used to go around the Mizbeach 7 days, and outside the Beis HaMikdosh it was only once, only on the first day of Sukkos. Mishechora Beis HaMikdosh, but once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheya Halulov Nital Bemedino Shiva Zechel Mikdosh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that we take the lulav all 7 days, because in the pasuk it says Ulekachtem Lochem Bayoyim Horishoyim. Right? Only the first day you take a lulav, and the mitzvah of lulav Medoyraisa we know is the first day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakim that after the Churban Beis Hamikdosh we have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim all 7 days. Vahadovar Temua. Rav Nosson Zal says this is very hard to understand. Lechoira. Ki haloi ikar kiyum hamitzvahis b'shleimus hu beretz Yisrael v'beis hamikdosh. We know that the main shleimus, the main concept of doing mitzvahs and doing them really well and fully, is bedavka only in Eretz Yisrael and in the Beis HaMikdosh. Kemavur bekama mekoimois, as it's brought in several places in the Torah, ubechol sefer dvorim, and throughout Chumash Dvorim, there's tremendous emphasis that the true kiyum haTorah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Shebechol pam shemazirois samal kiyum haTorah hu mazkir es Eretz Yisrael. Wherever the Torah talks about the Jews fulfilling the Torah in its fullest sense, it always mentions Eretz Yisrael. Al hu adoma asher anoichim et savcha, you know, all those places. Uma ro Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lohoisif b'mitzvas netilas lulav achra churban shienitel gam b'medina shiva. What was the logic that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had that when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, then they only took the lulav nalav minim one day? Now that there's no Beis HaMikdosh, we do the mitzvah of lulav 7 days? V'im rotzo laso is zecher lemikdosh, if what he wanted to do was make a zecher lemikdosh, hoyodai sheyesaken sheyemitel birushalayim shiva gam achar churban zecher lemikdosh. It would have been enough that the dalet minim should be taken in Yerushalayim for 7 days after the churban beis hamikdosh. Umadua tiken lohisif achar churban sheyemitel bechol mokim shiva. What was the reason why after the churban beis hamikdosh, throughout the world, throughout the whole Eretz Yisrael, and even in Chutz Loretz, we take the Dalet Minim all 7 days. In other words, we're doing more than we did during the time there was a Beis HaMikdosh. Ach be'emes al pima shekosavnu. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, the truth is, based on what we've written, she'ikr mitzvahs netilas lulav uminov, hu lohiti alev nehodom givuroisov, uchevoid hadar malchusoy. The main reason why we take the lulav and the dalet minim is to show the world Hashem's greatness and the beauty of His kingdom. Shezeo bechinas hidur hoesrig. This is why the esrog is called pre-eitz hodor. Hodor means beautiful, and we see the word hidur used about the kingdom of Hashem, kevoid hadar malchusoy, because the esrog is the symbol of Hashem's malchus, of the Shechina. We're talking about drawing and shining into the world the light of Hashem's Torah in its complete state. The main place where that was really accomplished was Bedafka in the Beis HaMikdosh by the Evan Shesia. Shehu Beis Kodesh Kodoshim, that's the Holy of Holies, Sheshom Oimed Ho'oroin Im Luchois Ho'even, where the Ark with the stone tablets, Luchois Ho'even, the Torah, which was Nichlal in the Evan Shesia, that was all in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the canal as we spoke about earlier. U'mishom Moedien Elokuso Yisporach, Alidei Shleimus Sifrei HaTorah Shenichlolim Shom. And from there, it's from that site that we're able to inform the world about Hashem, based on the shleimus of the Torah, shenichlolim sham, the Torah that's nichlal in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, shaydeze moedir mefarsim malkusis baruch l'chol boi olam. That's what gives us the ability to publicize and inform the world about Hashem. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Godol Hashem u'mehula ma'oid, Hashem is great, and He's praised very, very much, be'ir elekenu har kodshoi, in His holy city of Yerushalayim, on the holy mountain in the Beis HaMikdosh, meaning that it's daika through the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, and all of that, that's what makes Hashem Godoy L'mahul Al-Moed, very great and very publicized. V'yal Kenan, therefore, Barishoyin, in the beginning, Hoyo HaLulav Nitol B'Mikdosh Shiva U'B'Medino Yem Echad. They used to take the Lulav and Esrig in the Beis HaMikdosh all 7 days, and outside the Beis HaMikdosh, they only did it one, only the first day of Sukkot did they make the bracha on the lulav esrog. Ki ikar hatikun hanas al yedei netilas lulav nase b'yom echod shel b'yom aleph shel Sukkot, because the main tikun that's supposed to be accomplished by the lulav happens on day one of the holiday of Sukkot. Sheoz meir hachesed hu'elyoim hakolel kol hachasodim. Because it's on day one, the 7 days of the holiday of Sukkot correspond to the seven spheroids, Chesed through Malchus. So on day one is when the Chesed is shining super duper, Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, Bibchinas Yoimom Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi. It says there is a day on which Hashem commands His Chesed to do its thing. Which day is that? The Arizal says that's Yom Rishon of Sukkot. V'alkein dai netilas lulav b'medina yom echod. Therefore, it was enough for the lulav and dalet minim to be taken outside of the Beis HaMikdosh simply one day. Sheboisoy hayoim meirin u'moidin alidei netilas lulav u'minov ki Hashem hu helikim alidei tikunim anal shenasu b'rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur kanal. Because on that first day of Sukkot, based on all the preparation that we've done on Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of Tshuva and Yom Kippur, which we spoke about earlier, the Tikkun of Emunas Chachomim, and on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and being Nichlal in the Evan Shesia, all of those things, based on all of that, it's enough that when Sukkot comes, if on day one we do our thing, everything is complete. Exactly, v'hum maspik l'chol hashana, and that's enough for the whole year. Ach b'mikdosh, whereas in the Beis HaMikdosh itself, hoyonito shiva, the lulav and dalet minim were taken every one of the 7 days, ki mi Beis HaMikdosh hoyutzrichem lohidia l'chol boye olam, l'chol harachoike moid moid, because the Beis HaMikdosh was that site from which they had to inform the entire world, publicize Hashem to the whole, to broadcast the greatness of Hashem to the whole world. Ki ikar ha-hoido l'chol bo'i olam hu mi-yabes ha-mikdosh, mi-beis kodesh ha-kadoshim kanal. Because the main concept of broadcasting the greatness of Hashem to the whole world is bedafka from the beis ha-mikdosh, from the Holy of Holies. U-kamay she-kosuv, as the Pasuk says, amim har-yikro, nations of the world will be called to from the mountain. From the beis ha-mikdosh, that's what's going to speak to the nations of the world. That's why in the Beis HaMikdosh there was a need for the Dalet Minim to be taken every one of the 7 days, kidei lahamshich ulohoer hadas hakodosh bechol bechinas shiva bechol zayin iklimim ubechol shiva rotzois ubechol mashnevra b'shivas yimei bereishis, because you needed in the Beis HaMikdosh to broadcast to all 7 climates of the world. It's brought in Sforim that in the world there are 7 iklimim, 7 different climates, and also there are sheva arotzois, 7 worlds in a sense, 7 earths in a sense, which the Beis HaMikdash has to broadcast to all of these. V'hakoil nimshach mishlemus sifrei ha-toiro shenishlam be'elu ayomim. And all of this is coming from the shlemus that the Sefer Torah has, the Torah has been raised to its level of completion, which is also 7. Shehem shiva sforim im parshas vayhi ben soya horoim. If you include that small paragraph of the travels of the Jews with the 2 upside down nuns, we spoke about this earlier, that represents a chumash unto itself, then chumash bamidbar suddenly becomes 3 chumashim. So you have Bereishis 1, Shmois 2, Vayikra 3, Bamidbar 4, 5, 6, and Dvorim is chumash number 7. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chotzvo amudeho shiva. Kaviyochel Hashem carved out 7 pillars of the Torah. Shaydeze moedien umefarsim melakusis porach lemala ulamata bechol shivorekiyim lema. That this is what gives us the ability to broadcast the greatness of Hashem above and below. Above is 7 floors. There's the 7 heavens. They're called the 7 rokiyas. Ubechol zayin arotzis lemata, and in the 7 earths. Ubechol shiva madure gehenim, and even gehenim, the sub basement, is also divided into 7 floors. We want to show that that through this shleimus haTorah, we're able to reach everybody: the top, the middle, the bottom. The top is 7, the middle is 7, the bottom is 7, and all what's broadcasting Hashem, this Torah, which is 7 sections. Ubechol minei nefilois sheboilam chas v'sholam haklulim b'sheva, and so too this greatness of Hashem is being broadcasted to people who fall into any type of yirida in the world, which is also referred to by the number 7. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki sheva yipoil tzadik v'kom, a tzadik can fall 7 times and come back. The last letters of Sheva, Yipoil, Tzadik, Vekom spell the word Amolek. That's talking about super, super klipa, the thing that can cause the super yirida, the worst yirida possible to Klal Yisrael, and again, they can still come back from that. Lahachyois hakoil b'shiva meshivetam hanemshochem me'asforam adoshim kanal, to restore everybody using the 7 spices. There's this term that's used in the Torah, Shiva Meshivatam, which means 7 types of spices that can fix up anything. You know, Lahavdol, sometimes you have a food that's old or spoiled, you just pour in the right spices and suddenly it's fresh and delicious. Here you have this concept of this Shiva Meshivatam. Sheheim Shleimus HaTorah Sheklulim B'Shiva Sforim Shel Torah. All of this represents the Shleimus HaTorah, which is summarized in these 7 sections of the Torah. Umachmas Shekol Ikra Hayediyah Hazois L'Rechoikim Hurak MiBeis HaMikdosh. And because of the fact that the ability to broadcast Hashem to these furthest places can only be done from the command center, from the Beis HaMikdosh, Al kein hoya halulav mito b'mikdash shiva. It's for this reason that in the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav had to be taken 7 days. All seven times. Because you need 7 days to be able to reach the furthest people, which represented by these seven levels. This corresponds also to the 70 oxen that were brought during Sukkot. If you recall, on day 1 they bring 13, on day 2 12, day 3 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. If you add that up, it comes out to exactly 70 oxen, which were brought during the 7 days of Sukkot. Shehem keneged ha'ayin umois, corresponding to the 70 nations of the Goyim. Kidei lohidia gam lohem eloikusa yemim shalte yisborach. Because on Sukkot, we're broadcasting to everybody, even them, we're informing them of the greatness of Hashem. As we say, leman das kol ame ha'oretz, so that all nations of the world should get to know Ki Hashem Olekim. V'chol zeh hoyo mimokom ha'beis ha'mikdosh. All of this was happening from the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom hoyo makrivim ha'im porim elu. That's where they sacrificed these 70 oxen. V'alkein tzrichin shiva yomim. That's why we need 7 days. K'dei lema'et uletzamtzem ha'sechel b'chol yoim yoiser. Because every day we put another filter on the sechel. We filter the light, make it a little bit weaker, for the people on lower and lower levels to be able to handle it. You know, Chas v'Shalom, a person is blind, and you take him, or a person has been in a dark room for a long time, you take them right out into the light, you could blind them. You have to give them the light in a dimmed form first. So he's saying here that we need this 7 days to bring the light down every single day, dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, so that it can reach, it can accommodate people who have the weakest levels. So that even the people that are in the furthest places should be able to receive. This is why we have a concept of decreasing like the oxen of Sukkot, 13, 12, 11, 10, you know, count down, going down. Kibiyoim horishoim makrivin yud gimel porim. On the first day, we bring 13 cows, keneged yud gimel midoy shater and reshes b'hem, corresponding to the 13 ways that the Torah is interpreted. Shemishom nischabrim kol hasforim akdoishim shel haTorah, which is the formulas which the rabbis used to give us the entire Shas and Shulchan Aruch. All of those things are based on Kal V'Chomer, Gzeirah Shava, Hekesh, all of those things, those 13 Midos. Va'oz Ikra HaHoido L'chol Boi Olam. On day 1, we're informing it, the entire world about him. Avol B'Yoyim Beis, whereas on day 2, Memaitin, we go down a level, we decrease. U'makrivin Rak Yud Beis, we bring only 12 cows, because we want to reach further people, which it's impossible to reach them with the full measure of light, with the double barrel, but rather we got to temper it. We got to bring it down a level, bring it down to 12. 12 watts. We start with 13 watts, we're going down to 12 watts. V'chein b'yoyim gimel, tzrichem lo'idia lo'rechoykim oid yoyser v'yoyser. On day 3, we want to reach the people who are even further away. Al kein mamaten akrobonis oid yoiser. That's why we lessen it. V'chein b'chol yoyim v'yoyim achar kach. And so too, continuing on. Ki kol ma shemoidim lohorechoykim b'yoiser, tzrichem lahaktin ulamayit hadas yoiser v'yoiser, kedei sheyuchlu horechoykim b'yoiser lekabloi. Because the more we're trying to reach people who are on lower levels, we've got to bring it down. We've got to bring the das down lower to a form in which they can understand it, in which it's talking to them. The alkein hoya halulav nitol b'mikdash shiva. It's for this reason that the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. Ki lohidia hadas hakodesh l'chol orechoykem b'yoser b'chol ha'shiva rotzes b'shiva klimim tzrichen shiva yomim b'kanal. Because in order to reach all people, the people that are furthest away, in all seven climates, in all seven earths, in all seven levels of Gehenna, in order to reach all of them, you need 7 days. You need the lulav for 7 days. Whereas once the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Rachmona Litzlan, v'nital kovoid mi bayis, and the honor of Hashem was taken out of his house, mi beis chayenu, v'nital kovoid mi beis chayenu, Hashem's kovoid was removed from that holy place, v'nechrav beis kodesh hakadoshim, the holy of holies was destroyed, v'nignaz ha'oroin misham, and the oroin went into hiding, v'nechsha hadas, and the das, the light of sechel, became darkened, ad shenidme shechas v'sholom efes tikva, to the point where it looks as if there's no hope for the Jews anymore, v'yefshel ohoyroid hadas hamiti b'olam, and it would seem that it's impossible anymore to shine the true light of wisdom in the world, me'achar shebeis hamikdash chorei b'avoneinu, because there's no more beis hamikdash, Shemishom Ikram Shochas Adaskanal, which was the center for broadcasting this knowledge of Hashem. Avol Bavoidoisenu Loyozavnu Elekenu. However, despite all of this, we have not forsaken Hashem completely. Vishoyleach Lonu Tzadikim Amitim B'chol Dor V'Dor. Hashem, despite the fact that we have no Beis Hamikdash, still Hashem sends us Tzadikim in every single generation. She'oisim Tikunim Nifloim B'chol Dor. And these Tzadikim make all kinds of Tikunim in every single generation. Lahamshich He'ora Sadas HaKodosh Gam B'toikif HaGolos V'Churban. To enable Klal Yisrael to be able to receive this Das, even in the state of Churban Beis Hamikdash, and even while we're in Golus. V'alkein gam be'eis ha'churban sholach lanu es ha'tana ha'kodosh Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. And therefore, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hashem sent us this holy rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shehu mei ha'mekablin es ha'toyrah. He was one of those who received the Torah. Shekol ha'toyrah shenosan lanu Moshe Rabbeinu nimshecho oz bedoyroi al yodoi. Because all the Torah which was given to us originally by Moshe Rabbeinu, in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the Moshe Rabbeinu of his doer. He was the tzaddik emes of his doer. Kome shechoshav shom b'mishna ovois es hamekablim ad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shekibel mehil v'shamai. As if you look in Perkei Avos, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua gave it to these gave it to these, they gave it to Shimon HaTzadik, he gave it to this one, he gave it to this one, he gave it to Shammai and Hillel, and Shammai and Hillel gave it to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael after them. It's brought, interestingly, that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the reason why, if you take a look in the Gemara, it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of the students of Hillel. Hillel had 80 students. The greatest one was Yonasan ben Uziel, and the smallest one was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the question is, if that's the case, how come Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that took over after Hillel? There are two reasons that I heard that are given for it. One reason is because even though Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest Talmud of Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Chiddush in that he was able to receive from Shammai and Hillel. It says in Perkei Avos that he was Mekabel from both. The fact that he was Mekabel from both gave him a certain advantage. And it's brought, Machloikis, Shammai Hillel is Rosh Tevois Moshe. Now there's that combination of those two. That's Bechinas Moshe, the Tzadik Emes, who's Koilel Chesed and Din, Koilel everything. That's one reason. A second explanation is that when it says that he was the smallest student, it doesn't mean in level, it means in humbleness. It means he was the most humble student. Just like Yehoshua was the most humble student of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why he took over. Or Rav Nosson Zal was the most humble student of Rabbeinu Zal, that's why he was the leader afterwards. So this is this great, great Tzadik Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'alkein ro Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is put, and it's brought that this Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai lived exactly 120 years like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara says this, and his life was split up like Moshe Rabbeinu also. 40 years he was oisek in business, in other words, for the first 40 years he wasn't a rabbi, he wasn't so, you know, he was more involved a little bit in the other world. From 40 and on he was oisek in limud, And at age 80, he became a Nosi of Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael, comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal speaks about this in Shara Gilgulim. He speaks about him and one other one, I think, who had this similarity to Moshe Rabbeinu. They lived 120, and it was divided up into three sections, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who did 40 years in the house of Paroi, 40 years in Ethiopia, and then the last 40 years, when he was 80 years old, is when he made the comeback to Mitzrayim to take the Jews out. So this is who we're talking about here now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He saw Roes Toikef HaChurban VaChoshech. He realized and understood the great destruction and darkness of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. She'efsher lohoyer hadas al yidei avodas Beis Hamikdash, where it was no longer possible to shine Hashem's light into the world through the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Ki nechrav avoneseinu, because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed as a result of our sins. Al kein, therefore, Ro'o, he observed, the Soma Lev, and he delved into this, L'sakin Adovor, to figure out, how do we fix this? How do we make a tikkun, something to replace what the Yidden had when they had the Beis Hamikdash, and they had the Lulav in there the 7 days, which was being mamshich tikkunim to all seven levels, to be makar of everybody. V'alkein, hiskin, sheyehe, nital b'medino shiva. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takona that outside the Beis Hamikdash, that we take the lulav for all 7 days. Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bo'oitzem hasogosoi v'yidiosoi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, based on his super, super high level of understanding of Hashem and understanding of the Torah, sheyoda shegam ato rachme Hashem yizborach einam kolim loylam. He understood that even now that we've been so bad that we caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, still, Hashem's love for us never ends. It's never over. It's never finished. V'gam ato hu yisborach imono. And Hashem is with us even now, even when we're in Golus, even when there's no Beis Hamikdash. Kemo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'af gam zois b'hiyosam beretz oyveihem loimastim. Hashem says, even in this state, when the Jews will be in the land of their enemies, I do not despise them. I do not reject them. I'm not going to throw them away. V'heivin, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood, shehagolus, afal pi shehu tzora gedoyla, afal pi kein hakoy letoyva. That the fact that the Jews are in Golus, even though on one hand it's a tremendous tragedy, on the other hand, it's all for the best. Kedei shayidei hagolus v'hatiltul nosim lev l'sakein pegam ho'emuna. Because as a result of us being exiled, chased out of our place, and being forced to wander from place to place, what is that a tikkun for? It's a tikkun for emuna. We said Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael is the tikkun for Eile Lekech Yisrael. She'ikro emunas chachomim, of which the main tikkun ha'emuna is the tikkun of emunas chachomim, because it's only when a Jew has emunas chachomim that he can have proper emun in Hashem, as the pasuk says, vayaminu b'Hashem when uvemoisha avdoi. If there's emunas chachomim, then there can be emun in Hashem. She'oz nesape chagolus v'tiltul l'toyva kanal. When a Jew is zoicha through the exile and through the tiltul to fix up, to do tshuva for his pegam emunas chachomim, then it's all to his benefit, to his advantage. Shenisrabin sforim kedoshim aydeze, because it causes sforim to be added to the Torah. Shehem shleimus haTorah, which represent being mashlim the Torah. Shaydeze moidin elukusi esporach lechol boi oylam. That's how we broadcast Hashem to the entire world. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, watch this pasuk now. Ki herchaktim bagoyim, Hashem says, because I have sent the Jews to distant places among the nations, v'chi hefitzoisim ba'arotzois, and I've spread them out among all the lands of the world, bo'ehi lohem lemikdosh ma'at. Despite that, I'm going to give them a miniature Beis HaMikdosh, kavyohu. Ki, meaning the shuls, the Beis Botei Medrash, and the shuls that we have today. Ki kedushas haBeis HaMikdosh bechinas kodesh kadoshim bechinas seichel hakoylel nimshach daiko al yedei hatiltulim. Because today, how do we draw upon ourselves the kedusha of the kodesh hakadoshim, the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh? By our traveling. You remember we spoke before, vayhi b'nesoya ha'oroin. that when a Jew travels, that's how he can play. The tikkun of emunas chachamim reaches to the seichel hakoyel. Emunas chachamim means plugging into the seichel hakoyel, which is kodesh kadoshim, which is the even shesia. Bechinas seichel hakoyel nimshach daiko al yedeya tiltulim. It's dafka by being forced to travel and make that tikkun of emunas chachamim. That's what plugs you into the kodesh hakodoshim, into the even shesia. Bechinas kirchaktim bagoyim. The pasuk puts the two together to teach us that by being exiled, by being forced to travel to distant places, that's how you plug into the Beis HaMikdash. That's how you plug into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The tikkun which the Jews got 3,000-4,000 years ago when they went into the when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the way that we do that tikkun today is through our traveling, the Vayehi bin Soya Ha'orayim, the Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. The Alkein, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, She'achra Churban Vagolus Yiyah Halolov Nitel B'medino Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdosh. This is why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established this custom that now that there's no Beis HaMikdosh, even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, the Lulav is taken all 7 days. Ki Achshov, Tzrichin Lahamshich Ha'oras Hadas HaKodosh, because now we need to draw this das of Hashem, this holy knowledge of Hashem, to all the Yidden in all the distant places. And today it's accomplished by our exile, by our being in exile, by our being forced to go to distant places. That's how we accomplish this tikkun of broadcasting Hashem everywhere, of being mesaken the emunas chachamim, which reaches into the seichel hakoyel, into kodesh hakodoshim, and all of that. Shenesapech l'toicho al yedei koyach hatzadikei emes. It's only through the tzaddik emes that all of this tiltul and everything gets converted to good. Because if you recall, we learned before, Rav Nosson Zal had brought from the Arizal, that when a Jew travels to these distant places, that's how he makes tikkunim over there. And Rav Nosson Zal said, what are you talking about? Number one, the Jews that are living in those distant places are usually Jews that are so far from Yiddishkeit you can't even imagine. Number one. And the guy who ends up traveling there ain't even a tzaddik emes. He isn't a, so how does the tikkun happen? Rav Nosson Zal explained, I'll tell you how the tikkun happens. Tikkun happens through emunas tzaddikim. The guy who's traveling, even if he himself isn't a tzaddik emes, but he has emunas chachomim, he travels with the emuna that the tzaddikim have the ability to reach out to the lowest places, and he plugs himself into that tzaddikim, he has emuna in them, then he can serve as a vehicle to transmit that tikkun and everything. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the Gemara makes a point. The Gemara doesn't usually say, this rabbi instituted this takona. How come over here it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who instituted this takona, that to do it 7 days? It's emphasizing this concept that the tzaddik emes, that while we're in Golus, it's the tzaddikim who have the ability to give us the best replacement for the Beis HaMikdosh. Bechinas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehu Bechinas Moshe, he is symbolic of the tzaddik emes Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu hoyoz hatzaddik emes. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the leading tzaddik at that time. Shetikein tikunim nifloim. She yisrabe sforam agdoshim lashlam esatera. He, the Gemara tells us of several tikunim that he instituted. He added things to the Torah that weren't there before. At shenuchal bechol medino medino lohidia lechaveroi vechaveroi lechaveroi sadas hakodesh, which gives the Jews in every single country the ability to communicate to each other the greatness of Hashem and knowledge of Hashem. Ad sheyoyer hadas amiti b'chol hoylam, to the point where the knowledge, the true knowledge of the true awareness of Hashem can be shown throughout the entire world. Sheze bechinas nital b'medino kol shiva. This is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that the lulav is taken everywhere for 7 days. Shehiskin b'chochmosoi, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takona with his chochmah. Ki ato shechora beis hamikdosh, because nowadays that we don't have the command center, we don't have this